Blog Talk Radio.
We are poor little lambs who have lost our way. Ba, ba, ba.
This is TwoBlackSheepRadio.com with Bob Granger and Dave Wilkerson.
We're being a black sheep. It's a good thing.
You never know what they're going to say.
Well, we'd like to welcome everybody. And also, as you say, we never know what we're going to say. And tonight will be a prime example of that, won't it, Bob?
It absolutely will. How are you doing tonight, Dave?
I'm good. I've had a fun couple days. We just got into Arizona. In fact, I just got set up a few minutes ago. It was a great 2 or 3 days, and we've got a lot more coming up. How about with you?
I'm telling you, I'm having a blast. You know, I mean, what's really interesting about our show is that, you know, we didn't miss Thanksgiving, we didn't miss Christmas, we didn't miss New Year's, and here we're both, you know, several thousand miles away from our homes. And ordinarily, I'm in my office back in Afton, a couple of computer screens, you know, structured, kind of organized, a little bit maybe. But tonight, I'm in the Three Palms Resort in Scottsdale, and
nice.
We're still going to be able to have some fun, you know?
Well, we are. You know, I've been living at large in Vegas. I got to hang and spend a lot of time with you know, one of them is an old friend. I haven't seen in quite a while, and he heard I was coming to Vegas, and next thing you know, I'm hanging with Jordan Adler, who is the author of Beach Money. I'm also going to get him on our show in the near future. Had a great time with him. He took us all over the place. And then the extra surprise was my buddy Eric Worry of GoPro, of Network Marketing Pro and the book GoPro, was in Vegas this whole week. And when he heard I was in town, he texted me, and we got together, and, you know, we shared a great cigar and some scotches. And it was just one of those experiences where you sit back and go, that's why we do what we do. No other reason.
I love it. I love it. You know, like everybody, you know, everybody works for their downtime. You know, the fact that you were with Jordan and Eric, I think that's fantastic.
Isn't that something?
Oh, my gosh, it's tremendous. But in the meantime, I'm over here in Scottsdale playing golf with some friends of mine, a couple PGA pros. I took a beating out there today. I don't know if I'll recover, you know, from
of course.
The beating I took today. But then again, I was keeping score, so miraculously, my partner and I won. You know, so that was good, you know.
Bob, listen, you know, you can't do that because you got to live with yourself.
No.
You got to pretend like you're a professional, right?
It's all in the ability to properly ham an egg. Properly ham an egg, you know.
Okay.
And my partner and I was able to do that, you know, and we had a blast. I mean, you should have seen where we were. We are true North, Dave. It's breathtaking. I mean, I was talking to some, you know, a bunch of people back in New York today, and they're looking at minus seven and snow.
I know, it's
right?
Bad.
We're out here in the middle of the mountains, 80 degrees, absolutely breathtaking. There must be some huge money out here in Scottsdale, because you should have seen some of these homes out there. Holy cow. No, it was
is a nice area. And see, you've never been out here playing golf, have you?
No, never. And I've always wanted to. And it was funny, we were talking to Doc today, one of the guys that came out with us, and he said, you know, we're ridiculous. All of a sudden, we're having a beverage a couple of months ago and said, man, we should go to Arizona, you know, and play golf. And 2 days later, guy says, okay, here's the numbers. A couple of days later, we're at Bubba's house, you know, making flights.
Right.
You know, so in other words, here we're just having a beverage, thinking about doing something fun, and then we said, yeah, let's do it. You know, it's tremendous out here. We're having a blast.
I mean, isn't that how it's supposed to be? I mean, that's one thing that Eric Warren, he was with his wife Marina, and they said, so how long are you out here for? And I said, well, I haven't bought a return ticket yet. And she started laughing. She goes, Oh, now I know why you and Eric get along so well, because he doesn't want to do that. He doesn't like to plan a lot. He likes to just do. And that's one of the things that our success has made it so we can. You know, but we're still doing a radio show every Thursday night. We didn't miss it, did we, Bob?
No, but and I just got a text, too. And it says,
from what?
Everyone hates you guys. Arizona, Las Vegas, you guys suck. But there was a laugh out loud there. You know?
Yeah, they don't mean to laugh out loud.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And actually, it should be more like a brr out loud, brr,
yeah,
cold.
Yeah.
You know, because I just put on my shorts just a little while ago because, you know, I'm in Arizona now, too. I'm right outside of Phoenix. And, you know, hopefully I might even sneak by and we might catch up. So I know that Rob said there's a neat little burger diner he'd like to go to out that way. So we may
awesome.
Do that.
Let's
and,
go.
You know, we'll drag you down to our level for a little bit, Bob. How's that? I don't want you feeling too good about yourself.
I know that. We're going to have a blast. I'd love to do it, though. Let me know. I'm there.
Well, listen, let's talk about this last week. You know, the theme of our show tonight was, of course, it really never has anything to do with what we talk about. But, yeah, listen, we're all subject to change. But we're talking about today is President Lincoln's birthday. Okay. Now, the fun thing about that is, I don't know, what's fun about that, Bob? Anything you can think of?
Well,
no.
First of all, he's one
Come
of
on.
The greatest
Help
presidents we've ever had. But it's Honest Abe. Come on now, Honest Abe. It has everything to do with my letter tonight, just to let you know. You know, but
it does.
Yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, think about it. He's the greatest president we've ever had. The guy was colorblind.
Well, here's another thing to think about as well. He also was a president that was looking to make it so that everybody, regardless of their race, religion, creed, everybody had an opportunity. Okay, and that's really what I feel we do each and every day, right?
Absolutely. That's exactly what we do.
Now, if we could just improve your golf game, everything would be perfect in your life. But
you should,
that being said...
I tell you, though, I had so many great shots today, but I had so many really poor shots. Yeah, you know.
Well, you know what we could do? Let's talk about that for a second. That would be a fun analogy, okay, because I'm down visiting some of my golf clients as well. You know, think about that. You go out and you play 18 holes, and not every shot is good, and not every hole is good, is it?
No. No, that's for sure.
Okay, well, relate it to your team. Related to somebody comes into the business, right? Okay, pretend that that new person is a shot. You know, one's a fairway shot, one's a tee shot, one's a chip, one's a putt. I want to hear you come up with something based on this thing I just exploded on you right this second.
Well, you know, actually, you're taking a lot of the thunder out of my letter tonight. I mean, you know, like
I don't want to do, okay.
But.
Okay, fine. Yeah, if you want, I'll do your intro right now. Like I said, we're going to keep this show short tonight anyhow, because as everybody can decide, it's only 6:38 here. So, you know, we still have plenty of time left in our night, but we wanted to make sure. I mean, we've got a packed house again, Bob. You can't see the studio part that I can. But, I mean, we're probably over 700 again on the web listening live, and a couple dozen that are dial in to listen. You know, people don't realize they can dial in any time. It's not only a line for calling in. People think they need to – they use that line, they're going to be on the air. You know, we haven't done a lot of that yet, but we will be soon. In fact, we're going to do it – what do you want to do? You want to do it the first Thursday or the last Thursday of every month? Have an open mic night. Which do you want to do, Bob?
I love the last Thursday. You know,
because you can remember
the last Thursday. Yeah, it's easier than the first. Yeah.
Well, here it is then. We've locked it in. The last Thursday of every month, we're going to have open mic night, and we're going to just let – I don't know how many people we can get through. You know, that was part of the problem is that I don't have a phone screener yet. We're not that high tech, and I don't always know what's going to happen when I open the mic, and sometimes it becomes a long conversation, you know. I mean – with you, Bob, it could be somebody that you know, knows you and said, oh, my goodness, I know that guy. I've been needing to track him down. I'm going to call him right live on the air. So I want to try to protect you, too, Bob. That's what I'm looking out for you all the time.
I appreciate that. And I know that, Dave. You know, I know that. I appreciate that so much.
Well, let's go ahead. I want to go ahead and do your Lone Ranger, you know, because you haven't told me anything this time. Normally, I get a little bit out of you, but nothing this time.
Nope.
So let's first test you. It is
okay.
Don't tell me. No, it's a letter.
I have
a D. D
N,
for
N.
D.
N.
N. N. Okay.
N.
Well, everybody heard
okay.
that. So it's N. Let me go ahead and start your intro up. And then it'll be all yours, and I'll, like, take a quick break. I have a tropical drink waiting for me, so I'm going to go ahead and get you going. And good luck, Bob. Good luck.
Thanks, buddy.
With the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hi-Yo Silver.
So all of us, let's welcome our very own Lone Ranger.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you much. You know, I really like doing this segment. You know, it's the ABCs. You know, it's the climb up the success ladder. And you have to remember the ABCs. You have to remember it, all right? You know, so anyway, last week was M, and remember how that was Make It Happen. All right, now this week, and actually, to be honest, I had a little difficulty with it. I was having trouble with it. You know, I was thinking, well, what is going to come up with an N? Nebulous? I don't know. You know, so I started thinking about it. Then I started thinking, like you'd mentioned before, it's Abe Lincoln's birthday. You know, it's his birthday. Greatest president ever. Honest Abe. And what's he famous about? He's famous about, like, never lying, cheating, and stealing. That kind of thing. Cutting the right deal, et cetera, et cetera. That's what Abe was famous for. But I started to think about that. Never. How about two words then? How about two words? Never quit. Never quit. I mean, think about this. You're climbing up the ladder. I mean, remember how we've talked about Art Williams and his do it speech. And I tell you, it was so riveting. He talks about that. You know, but you can never accomplish that if you quit. You never quit. How about Sly Stallone in Believe? You can't accomplish that. You can't accomplish it if you never quit. Making it happen. You never quit. Everything ties in together with all the ABCs up that success ladder. Remembering the ABCs, everything is around never quitting. Now, you can get sidelined. I mean, you can get sidelined with some health issues. You know, your life gets in the way sometimes. But that's the beauty of MLM. You know, that's the beauty of networking. You know, it's going to work for you. Sometimes you might have to pull back a little bit, but you never quit. And ultimately, if you continue forward, and you continue forward in that consistent manner, and if you never quit, you will be there. And that's my... remembering the ABCs up that success ladder tonight. Dave, what do you think?
Well,
how are you doing? The Habbo radio station everyone loves.
I love them a lot.
Okay, I love it a lot. How's that? I love it a lot because never quit is what we've always talked about. And, you know, listen, the reason we're able to be out here isn't only because of what we have done with our Amber business, but, you know, we've never quit despite having some failures along the way. So, no, I love it, Bob. I think that people have to have a mindset that gets them past the tough stuff.
Yeah, I think so. You know?
You think so or you know so? Be stronger.
Well, I'm positive of it. You know, I'm just trying to be nice over here. You know what I mean? Rather than grabbing somebody by the throat and saying never quit, you know?
Well, and I also understand you sounded tired when I talked to you earlier, and I knew it was like, okay, you know, mentally, I think you're still on, it's 2 hours difference, so we're at 8:44 back in New York State, so you'll be close to sleep right after the show, and that's going to make it early, isn't it?
Well, yeah, actually, except for one thing, I promised to take the guys out to dinner tonight. I don't even know if I'll ever recover from that. You know, so we're going out. So there's a, you know, it is what it is. You know, we're on holiday.
Well, listen, dinner is not bad. That's one thing we did in Vegas. We stayed. Where did we stay? Bellagio. And we ended up going into dinner in one of the restaurants in there. I mean, it was really good. Believe me, I'm glad my residual check hit, though, because it wasn't like McDonald's. It wasn't inexpensive, needless to say. And we're starting to go through things. I said, okay, well, you know what? I'm going to have the prime. I had a filet. I had a nice filet. And then they said, you know, do you want to put a side on that? And I said, what do you mean? They go, well, look here. And they had, like, you know, a lobster tails and crab legs. And so, and I said, yeah, throw on a lobster tail. Well, I didn't realize that throw on was 30 extra bucks. Okay. And it wasn't that big because it was over the top of the filet. It wasn't like set aside on a separate plate with, you know, the bib they're going to put on me, any of that. No, not at all. And when they came back over, I said, now you realize I haven't gambled since I've been here. And I haven't won anything extra. So, and he started laughing. He said, but you'll love the dessert. And I said, well, I'm not a dessert guy. He said, you will be tonight. So that's how we left it. But I hope that your meal is going to be a little less than what our meal was the other night.
Well, we'll find out, you know. But, hey, you know what we always say, Dave? You know, you have to live for today. You know, yesterday's gone.
I guess so.
You know? Tomorrow, when it gets there, it's today, right? And so, and we don't even know if it's coming. So guess what? Let's enjoy. I have great friends here I'm out with, you know, and we're just having a real good time. I'm still getting some work done, you know, with DES and AMBIT, you know, and so it's, hey, just having a good time.
Well, it sure has been a busy week. I know I've seen a lot of activity, too. And, you know, what's nice is that because our business – you can do wherever you are. I'm able to support the team back in the markets that we're in right now. And like I said, they're all scrambling because we know we've got this incredible promotion is done tomorrow night at midnight, or actually 1 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
1 o'clock of time. But, and everybody's pumped up about it. You know, and it was funny because last night I had a chance, or night before last, when I was with Eric and Jordan, and we're sitting around talking about, you know, just miscellaneous stuff that relate to our profession. And one thing they said is, you know, they've seen promotions like that that really get people motivated and excited.
Yeah.
And they just start that momentum. And he goes, once that momentum, you know, it goes back to what Eric has always taught. He talked about that 90-day blitz.
Yeah,
and that
yeah.
was his comment yeah. about the fact, you know, you've got something that started, sort of really jump-started very quickly. And he goes, if you can really focus and work with that team and you help them start to really duplicate, he said, what can happen again in the next 90 days can make a lot of people financially free forever.
Yeah.
So that's a big deal. So, you know.
Yeah. You're so right. In fact, that's the same thing that Damien said when I was talking to him. He said this
same
kind
thing.
Of promotion. He said, yeah, he said it, when they first started back in 2007, they had a similar promotion. And he said they went out and they had all kinds of activity. People were getting their customers and they're getting promoted to regional and senior consultant in days and in a week or two. And he said it changed he and Sean's life. That one promotion.
I believe it.
And yeah, and this is why, you know, like I'm trying to work with my people. Say, look, you need to be where Dave and I are right now, you know. And
what Arizona?
Might only two more. Well, no, yeah, well, maybe. But I mean, in the same position with our business, and what took us almost 5 years to do, they can do now in two if they would focus in on this, you know.
Well, and I agree. I think that, you know, it's like anything else. They just have to remember when a new person comes in. They've got to still help them like they always did get their customers, you know, help them sign themselves up. And if they don't do that, you know, they're going to start to stress out pretty soon because, you know, that first wave of people is going to be coming on that 28-day mark pretty soon. So you got to make sure when you start somebody, you're still starting them with the right heart and the right direction. And again, like we always promote, and even more so after spending time with Eric, the GoPro book, you know. The GoPro book is a great way to set the mindset, and it's funny, Beach Money with Jordan, I got a whole other piece to it. He said more than anything, it's setting the dream. And he said it because if people think about being able to sit on the beach, and I don't know a single person that can't say, sitting on the beach, listening to the waves, wow, what an ideal setting. He goes, that's what you want to have in your mind, because you're going to listen to 35, 89, a million people eventually tell you no, 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 no. And you got to just keep setting back on what it is you want and not worry about, you know, their negativity.
Well, I love his picture on the front of his book. I mean, that tells it all right there.
Well, you know? I asked him, too. I said, so listen, when are you going to do a follow-up? And he goes, man, he said, the name is tough. He said, I don't want to call it Beach Money, too. He said, you know, Beach Money itself, you know, creates this visualization. And he goes, what am I going to do? And he says, you know, like Sand Dollar doesn't have the same punch. And I'm thinking, oh, man, you need some help, you know. And I said, well, don't you remember one time you were talking to me about going up the mountain to your place up there. He's got a beautiful place that overlooks Mount Charleston, overlooks Vegas. It's gorgeous. Snow in the caps in the mountains. It's a whole different environment up there. But I remember he said that as he was driving up the mountain to his mountain home, that what he ended up noticing is that he had nobody in front of him going up, and because he was going up on a Sunday. And he goes, on the other side of the road, it was streams of traffic going down because they're going down to work. And he goes, I'm going up to not. You know, I'm just going up. And he goes, I said, then call it like Up the Mountain. That could be the name of your next book, you know, Up the Mountain.
I'll tell you, if his home out there in the mountains is anything like some of the ones that I saw today, my gosh.
Beautiful.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's beautiful. You know, and it was really funny. I'll tell everybody one little tidbit. I'm not going to do my brain hurts segment today because actually my brain does hurt today. Could have something to do with a couple cigars, a couple scotches, and not a whole lot of sleep and a lot of walking around. Anyone who's spent time lately in Vegas, no, it's not easy really to get around because each of the casinos, you know, you go through Caesar's Palace and Bellagio. When we went over to Cosmopolitan, a bunch of the other ones. You're walking serious mileage, you know. So, but what I can't think, it was fun. We're all sitting around the table, and people, someone called me up today and goes, well, that's really cool you're with him. He said, you know, what did you guys talk about? And I said, well, and he goes, did you talk all about, you know, network marketing? I said, well, you know, not really. And they go, what did you talk about? I said, okay. I said, we talked about, you know, we're sitting there, and you know how they bring out that you know, little jar of nuts that you can have at the bar at the lounge, you know, and it will have, you know, walnuts, peanuts, pecans, you know, cashews, all that stuff in it. And they go, yeah. And I said, well, that's what we talked about. And they go, really? I said, you see, everybody is just like everybody else in a way. We're sitting there inside the Bellagio, and you know you can you know Vegas is a little different, of course, and we could actually smoke a cigar inside. So we were sitting there, and she came over, she put it down, and suddenly Jordan goes, "You know, did you ever notice no one ever eats these walnuts?" Right? And he goes, "They take up most of the thing, and you watch what happens." And then when she came over, our waitress came over, he said, "You know, isn't that true?" And she goes, "Well, no, actually, normally I get a bowl full of almonds left over." After they put it at the table, they eat everything else and they leave all the almonds. And Jordan goes, oh, I thought it'd be the walnuts. So here it was, 15 minutes later, she comes back over and she goes, let me show you something. And she took one of the jars that she had just taken off another table and it was all almonds, right?
Okay.
And the comment was, we said, well, guys, you see, that's a good example. You don't know everything. You know, and sometimes somebody may have more information that works, and it could be in just in life, in trivia, or in our business. So, I mean, I thought that was just sort of funny, and that's the type of night we had with these guys. We just chatted about all sorts of, yeah, pretty much useless stuff. Sort of like when you and I talk, Bob. You know, same thing.
Yeah.
Just idle chit-chat. It was a great time.
If it's anything like you and I, you guys were laughing the whole night.
You know, it was really funny, too, because, again, that's part of it. You know, I have spent a fair amount of time around people that are, quote, have some celebrity status, and it's never really fazed me in that way just because maybe it's because I've just known them all so well. And what happens is I realize that they're really there's no different. And the things we're talking about and the laughter going on, and you realize, you know, just like we enjoy that, they enjoy that too, because, you know, it's not like we were trying to get information. You know, we weren't trying to find the holy grail to network marketing. You know, instead we were talking about, you know, skiing or playing golf. I mean, Eric Worre, first thing he said, he goes, well, can you get me on to Augusta? And I said, yeah, I can. I said, because my former partner was Fran Tarkenton. And the reason I say that is because Eric worked with Fran a lot as well. And he goes, well, he says, okay. I said, then he goes, actually, I did get to play it one time before. And I said, it's pretty rare for people to get a chance to play Augusta. I said, but that's always the first question people ask me since I'm in the golf industry. And he goes, okay, how about locally? I said, locally, and we can get you on a lot of courses. And I said, I'll come out. We'll play sometime. I said, my buddy Bob Granger is playing. He's destroying, I'm sure, the fairways and greens down at Scottsdale. So we may not be allowed back there for a while.
I had problems with the Rattlers because I was in the cacti all the time. You know, and so it was just one of those days, you know.
Well, did you ever play in Florida?
Oh, yeah. I played in Florida quite often. Yeah, I saw a lot
of course
gators
in Florida. They tell you watch out for the gators, right?
Yep.
When you're playing in Afton, what do you have to worry about in Afton?
Oh, we have to the Hicks that live in Afton.
You got to worry about the turn, right? When you come around the turn and, I'll take two more. Oh, yeah, that's good. You know, because that's what you do. That's where you are.
Yep, that's right.
So, Bob, what do you have going on today? I know that tomorrow is the end of the promotion. And then what's your plans? Let's say the promotion is not extended. What's your plans, and how are you going to work with your team, you know, starting next week? Now, when do you get back? When are you going to be back in cold minus 18 New York State?
I get back Sunday night. To be honest, Dave, I'm hoping they don't extend it. I hope that they stay right with it, you know, and just say, hey, listen, we gave you 3 weeks to crank this out. You have a ton of consultants out there, and you still have a lot of consultants that need to be paid. You know, and what I want to do is I want to get all those consultants. I mean, Dave, I've had, just like you, I've had hundreds and hundreds of people come in my business, you know, and I also notice that a lot of them aren't getting it done. There's such a focus on bringing people in, the same focus of getting them paid isn't quite there, you know. And so I'm kind of hoping that they don't extend it, and so we go down into our people and we get them building their business. You know, get them
well,
building,
you know,
and, you know.
I mean, I don't disagree, but I can tell you this. I think the ideal thing would be if they would not extend it and then 2 weeks later or 3 weeks later extend it. You know, then bring it back.
That'd be a great idea. Yeah, bring it back.
You know?
I think that would be tremendous and kind of reward everybody for their hard work because, Amit stays in business because they have customers. So,
absolutely.
You know, I mean, consultants are great, but they're, I mean, obviously with the 429, you know, that's all given out in bonuses, jumpstart bonuses anyway. Well, now there's no 429. And so they're really putting an investment here, and we to get customers. Yeah. You know, we really need to get those customers, and I hope everybody's focused in on that, you know, and if we have a high percentage of people, new consultants getting customers, I think Amit's going to say, man, this was a great promotion. Let's do it again. You know, but we need to really focus in the next few days, you know?
I would think so. You know, the one thing I do like, and then, you know, it always, though, disturbs me a little bit when the last couple days of a promotion, suddenly there's a surge of people that come in, and you realize if they don't extend it, those people don't get that opportunity for that promotion.
Yeah.
You know, they don't get that same perk. So, I mean, it would be nice if you, it must be like a set point. Like, you hold it back. They got trained a little bit. They got their couple customers in, and then they bring it back. And then all of a sudden they go, I could do this myself, you know, and give them that chance. That's what I'd love to see. That's all.
Yeah. Well, it's been a great opportunity for thousands of people right now. They put out an opportunity like no other, you know, and I'm sure it's going to work well. And I'm excited about see what's going on. I mean, I have a lot of excited people, and they're working real hard at it, you know, and it's become very successful.
Well, you know, Bob, that makes me happy, knowing that you're happy. Because right now, like you said, I'm a little mellow. We flew out. Boy, it was an interesting trip coming out. I mean, when we flew out here, my flight was delayed. We ended up, I think I pulled in at about 12:30 or 1 o'clock in the morning, Vegas time. And then by the time we got to the room and everything, it was about 3 a.m. And then I was up at 6:30 for a quick meeting. You know, so I've sort of been behind the eight ball, but what I want to do for everybody is tell everybody we're gonna really kick it up next week. Believe it or not, we'll have a lot more information. Unless Bob, if you have something else that you want to share, I'm dying actually to run out and grab something to eat. I haven't eaten since early, and
I am. Too.
I want to make sure
I haven't had anything since
you are too.
Okay. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Good. Well, good.
So,
well, I guess what we can tell everybody is make sure you stay warm. That's important, and keep focused. Keep focused on helping all those new people become as successful as we hope all of you will become.
And never quit.
And never quit. Good for you, Bob. Absolutely. Well, listen, everybody, we appreciate you spending time with us tonight. Again, every Thursday night, no matter where we are, you can count on Bob and I to be there. We hope you'll be there as well. Make sure that you go to our website. We actually have a page or two now up there with some of the recorded shows from our previous times, and some of them are really not only packed with information, but they're a little hilarious. So, you know, we maybe should do some outtakes. You know, if people dial in, if you dial into our radio show instead of going on the web, from 8:15 to 8:30, you hear us normally talk a little bit behind the scenes, but you don't hear that if you're on the web. So there's that little extra, you know, secret perk, that little cookie I'm going to tell you about. But make sure you go to our twoblacksheepradio.com, and we look forward to seeing all of you next Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Sheep Time. And like they say, being a black sheep is not always a bad thing. It just makes us a little bit more unique. See everybody later. Bye-bye.